When people think of Vegas, they think of bright lights, casinos, gambling, high roller suites, megastars, the entertainment capital of the world. And, yeah, maybe hookers.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid!
Sorry, Mom. It was only one time. It won't happen again. No longer will everything being said and done in Vegas stay in Vegas.
You know, they say, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But just so you know, like, if we bone, I'm telling everybody.
It's time for Nick's Just Saying, the podcast.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Tackling topics in sports, entertainment, politics, and life, Nick will present it with a laugh.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
He's more like a middle-aged man that thinks he's funny and sexy hitting on me at the bar, wearing a silk shirt that's unbuttoned and his chest hair and gold chains are showing. Ugh.
Is she looking at me now?
No.
How about now? Is she looking over here now?
No.
You can listen to, follow, and subscribe to Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com. And follow him on Facebook and Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. Nick's Just Saying, the podcast, is on the air. I sure hope Nick doesn't screw this show up today. Just saying.
Well, thank you for being here with me, my friend. Happy to have you on board, Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. Glad to have you here. We're trying to get things rolling a little bit more efficiently. Got to thank that lovely lady, by the way, Amanda Lee Reno, hooking us up with the fine introduction. We always appreciate having her on board. And, you know, if you're watching on Facebook Live, we're putting it up on Facebook Live while we actually record the show live, and then, of course, it'll be put on our nicksnotjustsaying.podbean.com. We'll get that up there shortly thereafter. You can become part of the show if you would like. You can call in. Say, I got the trusty phone here that will work. You could call in if you'd like to the show, 702-641-1311. Now, you know, I've been thinking, I have a lot of things that I want to get into in life, but one of the things that is, well, I'm going to be honest, one of the things that's really kind of driving me a little bit crazy, and it started with sports, and I've seen it in others, is a lot of the hypocrisy that's going on in the world that we have today, right? I mean, listen. As I get ready to say this, let's preface this. Preface this, okay? I don't want to hear all the fake news, garbage, and all of that stuff. I am a talk show host, okay? I'm a talk show host. I'm now a podcast host as well. I am not trying to be Walter Cronkite, okay? I'm not sitting here trying to be the picture of journalistic integrity. I'm trying to start a conversation and make people think, all right? That's what I do. I talk to you. We try to make you think. Use the noodle, okay? Think. Think about what's going on. Now, I'm just being told that someone's not hearing. Hopefully, that just fixed it. Someone on Facebook, tell me if you can hear that better now, okay? Let's see what we got here. Something just happened. We lost the sound on Facebook. Okay. We'll see exactly what's going on. But we're working on this, my friends. Okay. Well, this would probably help. I think we got it there. That should be working, my friend. Everybody says, now they say we've got it. We've got sound. We're back in business, right? Alan, we got it. Mitch, we got it. Thank you. Okay, so let's go back to what I was saying, and I'm going to reiterate that for those that couldn't hear because it won't set up. But what I'm saying is, I myself am a talk show host, right? That's what I do. I'm a podcast host, talk show host, okay? And I don't fashion myself as Walter Cronkite, and I'm not always going to be the picture of journalistic integrity. I'm not. I make no bones about it, all right? But what I want you to do is use your cabeza and think a little bit when we have our discussions. And you don't have to agree with me. You can disagree. Hey, he's kind of right. And, well, I'd rather kick him in the ass. You could say whatever you want. I'm okay with that. All right? I'm good with that. But I want us to think about some things and at least open up a dialogue. You can also contact me while we're recording this live on Facebook. I have the phone lines hooked up at 702-641-1311. 702-641-1311. Now, here's what, something that I wanted to get into today. And it came to me, it started to come to me when I watched the NFL draft last week. And then I tried to wrap my arms around some of the things that happened there and how they play into life. Because on this program, with this podcast, we're talking sports, politics, life, entertainment, you name it. And I thought that this next topic, okay, this next topic kind of fits with everything. Hello to everybody. Cuz, you're out there in Jersey. Michelle in Jersey. Tim, I don't know if you're in Jersey or PA. Alan down in Chattanooga area. God, all these great people hanging out. Mitch in Atlanta. God, love you all for being here. But be part of the program. But I was looking at the NFL draft. And as I say what I'm about to say, remember this as I say it. Okay, I can guarantee you, hey, San Francisco in the house, good deal, brother. I can guarantee you that I am guilty in my life at times of being a person that some, had they been flies on the wall, would say, Nick, you could be verbally abusive. I'm going to admit that, okay? There are probably many people in the world that I do care about, but old Jersey Nick every once in a while gets a little loud, and I'll bet you I could be considered to be verbally abusive at times. So I want to preface that I'm not a perfect person. I admit I'm not a perfect person. People around me could say that I'm not a perfect person, but I think all in all, I'm a pretty good guy. I do. All right? Pat myself on the back. Now, in the draft, in the NFL draft, this would come to me. You know, there was a lot made, and I totally, totally do not agree with abuse of a woman, abuse of anybody for that matter. But abuse by a man of a woman, I, you know, physical abuse, I don't buy it. I don't like it. It's wrong, okay? It just doesn't come out of your mouth correctly. You know, I know it's wrong, correct? We all know it's wrong. We can agree on that, right? So here comes an NFL draft, and we're going to start there. NFL draft comes up, and we've got a couple of guys in the draft that are big names coming out, and they have a checkered past when it comes to abusing women. They do. I don't condone it. Joe Mixon, taken by the Bengals, running back, taken by the Bengals. Round two. Was in 2014, had a plea deal to a misdemeanor assault, but that happened while he was in Oklahoma. He sat a year out. And he came back and kept his nose clean. But he got a second chance and he got drafted. People are up in arms. Cornerback, Gary Conley, the Raiders, they take him. He's got an accusation at the moment, a sexual assault accusation at the moment, hanging over his head as well. And these guys are taken. And the world is going nuts. If there's sports fans or quasi-sports fans, how dare the stinking NFL give these guys a chance? Something is wrong. It's awful. How could the Bengals give this guy a shot? Joe Mixon, you know, put him in hell next to Hitler. That's what people are saying. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just kind of exaggerating. Gary and Conley, we're cautiously watching if the rape allegation is correct. I'm watching and listening to so many of you up in arms, furious over this. And I'm here to tell you, I don't believe I would have drafted anyone with that over their head. But let me say this. And this doesn't come off, I don't want this to come off as defense of people who do and commit heinous crimes against women. This is not what I'm saying, because I'm totally against it. But what I'm saying is, people, you, me, the rest of the world, we're hypocrites. Nick, what the hell are you talking about? Hypocrites. What do you mean, hypocrites? We're hypocrites, I'm telling you. Because you know what? Here's the deal. If you're a sports fan or whatever it is, if these guys perform on Sunday or Thursday night or Sunday night or Monday night, you're going to root for them and go, yeah. You're going to have them on your fantasy team, and you're going to enjoy it. But this past week, you were all up in arms. How dare they take these people? They should rot in hell. You don't want to forgive them, but when they run down, when all of a sudden Joe Mixon breaks one from his own 18 and goes 82 yards for the Bungles, Cincinnati's going to go, yeah, that's our guy, yeah. Super Bowl, right? Because you're hypocrites. We're all hypocrites. We all act holier than thou, but then if a guy who wasn't holier than thou and did some real bad things comes along and helps our teams or other entities, and I want to get into that, all of a sudden we're cool with it. You know, I hearken back and I think about this, and you know, if you do want to chime in with me, you can, 702-641-1311. It's right there over my shoulder if you can see it. 702-641-1311. But this past week was the anniversary of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. And that made me scratch my head as well. And I thought about that, and I'm going, you know, Floyd Mayweather Jr. served jail time for domestic abuse. Then he comes out, and he's going to fight Manny Pacquiao. And it's the highest grossing pay-per-view boxing event in history. Mayweather served time for domestic abuse. Joe Mixon didn't. Gary Conley hasn't yet. And we're up in arms over that. But you, how many of you, raise your hand, paid for that fight and watched it? Hypocrites. That's what I'm saying. If it entertains us, we tend to take their glasses off and go, oh, I'm okay with that. I'm having a good time. I can't see what he did before. Right? That's what we're doing. And then I take it and I spin this around and I look at politics. Okay, let's look at politics. Look no further than Pennsylvania Avenue and the orange-haired one, Mr. Donald Trump. Right? Our president. Look at what has gone on. Look at what has gone on there. Donald Trump. We watched. Okay? Let's say this. We are bashing athletes who have committed crimes against women, abuse, physical, and more. And I do not condone it. Please, repeat after me. Nick does not condone physical abuse against women of any sort. I don't. I'm just trying to spin the wheels in your head to make you think about some of the things we say, yet the actions we take dictate a totally different dialogue. Totally different. Donald Trump. Let's go back to our president. Donald Trump, we saw with our own eyes heard it with our own ears. Prior, while he was running for election, we saw the tape. Heard it. He was on a bus talking to Billy Bush. He was talking to him. And he said, yeah. I grabbed her by the pussy. I did. And was degrading to women beyond belief. And I apologize for some of the cursing. Just don't have the kids too close to this. But we watched it. We heard it. This is a man that was degrading to women. No, maybe he did not stoop to the level of Joe Mixon. I'm not saying that. No, he did. He did not have charges against him for rape, allegedly, like Gary and Connolly does at the moment. However, we chose, or the country chose. I don't want to say we. I wasn't one of them. But the people decided, I saw and heard the way he talks about women. That's all right. We'll let him run the freaking country. Let's just let him run the freaking country. Here, Donald, take the keys to the White House. Take the nuclear codes and take our hopes and dreams with you. But see, this is why we're hypocrites. That's what I'm saying to you. When I look, at what's going on, and sports triggered it, I realize that we are probably more hypocritical, and we all sit in judgment all the time. We sit in judgment, right? And we sit here and go, that guy's bad news. I'd never do it. And me, I'm guilty because that's what I do. I'm a talk show host and I talk about topics. I have an opinion. Sometimes it's like a horse's rear end and sometimes I nail it. But we talk and I have opinions and I rush to judgment on many occasions. Yes, I do. Am I a hypocrite at times? Hell yeah. But we sit here condoning teams for taking people with questionable pasts and giving them multi-million dollar opportunities, and we condone them, but yet we do have a president who's got a past that we've heard, and we gave him the keys to the country. Floyd Mayweather served time. It was the highest grossing fight ever when he fought Pacquiao. You didn't care. Why? You wanted to be entertained. See, one thing that I've learned is that if we are entertained and feel that we've gotten our money's worth with the entertainment, if you will, if we feel that there's a good return on our investment, right? That it was worth our time and entertained us. We tend to forget that, you know, the week before we were on a soapbox telling you how bad these people were. We as a society, my friend, as a society, we definitely have hypocritical tendencies. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying to you this, while I do not condone any of these behaviors, if you watching or listening to this podcast right now happen to have voted for Donald Trump, and we're able to look past some of the issues that cannot be debated and were brought to light, and you were able to vote for him, why then are you not able to look past an athlete with a questionable past and give him an opportunity to earn a living. Now, I'm not telling you I would do it, but I'm asking you, why do you feel that way? Why? Because you've got hypocritical tendencies. We all do. Okay? You know the famous, when you're a parent, right? Do as I say, not as I do, right? Did you ever say that to your kids? I think I did. I don't know. My daughters might agree with that. Son might, I don't know. I've done a lot of stupid things. But what I'm getting at, people, is think about some of these things. When you're quick to judge, and I'm quick to judge. Oh, am I quick to judge? You know, I judge you while you're pushing the shopping cart at the Walmart, okay? Yes, you, the 402-pound woman wearing her yoga pants that are yelling, no! Right? All right, I digress. I better have some more. But what I'm saying is, sports and life, entertainment, right? How many entertainers have disappointed us and we still go to the movies and watch what they do? How many? Plenty. How many singers out there have done some pretty ridiculous stuff? But you buy their CD, don't you? You buy it. Why? Because they entertain you. So in turn, you become a hypocrite and go, well, I bitched at him last week, but damn, do I like that. You know, look at Michael Jackson. Rest his soul. Michael Jackson had more hanging over his head than almost, you know, than many entertainers ever with the, you know, accusations against him and his treatment of children, etc. Many, many, many have had accusations against him, but Michael Jackson, boy, his music comes on the radio and you're, hee-hee, we're ready. Yeah, love that. Man, look at that moonwalking, baby. You love all that stuff. Are we hypocrites or we just don't care as long as we're entertained? I don't know the answer. I'm not sure what that answer is. But I know that when I see it, I always scratch my head, and it's not because I have dandruff, okay? I just wonder, why are we that way? Why do we do it that way? But think about it. Are you a bit of a hypocrite? Are you? I am. I know I am at times. I know it. I'll sit here and tell you all this stuff. Ah, these people are bad people. You can't scream at people like that. You can't do this. I do it all the time. I did it all the time. I admit it. I'm not right about it, but I did it. Not a hitter. I'm a yeller. Guilty as charged. But I just wonder. So as we do this, all I'm saying is when we look at sports, it's entertainment. We look at the movies, it's entertainment. We look at we look at all of these items, entertainment, etc. And then we look at politics, and politics affects our life more than anything. More than sports. More than a guy in a movie, more than a guy singing a song. Politics affects our bottom line. Affects how we live day to day. The money that it costs us, right? But when it comes to sport, a guy does something wrong and we want him banished. Open Alcatraz and stick them all in there. And we get mad, and I'm not saying what they've done is right, but we get mad, and we don't want them in the game. guy in the movies makes a mistake. He makes another movie about 6 months later. You like the topic. Ah, Captain America or whatever the hell it is. And you go. You're hypocrites when you do that. However, the people that really affect us, the politicians, right? They could be not faithful to their spouses. They could be having an intern under the desk on them. They could be on a bus with a TV talk show host talking about grabbing women in their crotch. And we give those people a pass. What in the hell's wrong with us, people? Talk about priorities that are messed up. Sorry if I'm preaching. I'm sorry if I'm preaching. But I just, these things have come to light in this week, and they made me say, what? What's going on here? Why is this happening? Why is this stuff going on? But anyway, from that sports end, the draft took me to this. When I watched the draft and watched the outpouring of hatred and venom toward teams that took men with questionable pasts, that I, by the way, do not condone. Okay, I don't. But thinking about how we reacted to that and how we react to others who have that questionable past, and how sometimes we give them a free pass, just makes me question and makes me realize the hypocrisies in America are astounding how it works. It is. Now, I know I've had a bunch of you on here. You know, I've seen Alan and Tim and Michael and Alan and, man, and there's my buddy. There's my buddy Todd the Mod checking in. And you know, but I appreciate you being here. But one of the things, as I said, that draft made me think heavily about the hypocrisies in the world. Who we give a free pass to and who we don't. Right? Bring it right back. Let's say it one more time. We are furious, and I'm not condoning the behavior, so please understand. Furious that the Bengals drafted Joe Mixon. Furious that the Raiders take a guy in the first round in Conley with sexual assault charges hanging over his head. Furious. You know, Floyd Mayweather in jail for domestic abuse comes out and has the highest grossing fight ever. We're mad at those football guys and you paid to watch Mayweather. Then you watch Donald Trump, right? You watch Trump. You saw it. He was on the bus and he was talking negatively about women. Gonna grab him by the snatch, baby. Let's do it, right? And that guy holds the key to a lot of your futures, but you gave him a pass and put him in a White House. We are hypocrites of the utmost proportion in America as long as you can entertain us, right? That's what the deal is. Man, I feel like I'm on a soapbox here. Where's Al Sharpton? He got nothing on me. Ah, Lord. I don't know, but I'm just saying. And the draft made me think about it. And now my doctor is going to have to give me, right? He's going to have to give me stinking blood pressure pills. Hey, and Todd in Jersey. And Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's another topic. Because we're hypocrites, right? I'm sitting here doing a podcast here for you live in Las Vegas, and maybe when I'm done, I'm going over to the casino and placing a bet on a ball game. Man, I guess I'll never be in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Yeah. Right? I broadcast sports. I guarantee you I've played a game or two. And even before I got to Vegas, I'm sure I did it with, you know, Benny the Butcher in Brooklyn. Did I say that? It's just hypothetical. It's all for the show, my friends. But I just want you to think about it. I don't want to give a free pass to guys who commit domestic violence issues. All I'm saying to you is this. In life, okay? sometimes it's extremely hard. But we need to find a way to be consistent with who we want held accountable and who we go, it doesn't really matter. Who cares? I bought a ticket to the show. Damn, Michael Jackson was good. I don't care that they had allegations against him with children. I love that moonwalk. I love hearing those songs. Hee-hee. I love it. See, because if they entertain us, we become hypocrites and we throw all that out the window. And sports is entertainment. So what I'm trying to say to you is if it's okay for the movie star, it's okay for this. I don't condone the actions. But I'm saying, people, just relax a little bit. Okay? Let me ask you this. Is there anyone in your family ever been accused of anything? And all of a sudden, like they need a second chance? And you go, hey, no way, brother. Don't give him a job on the Nissan assembly line. No. Well, I mean, and all I'm saying is while I don't condone the behavior, if a guy is a football talent and he served his time where he's been found in a certain way, I guess he's allowed to work, isn't he? Want to pay for him? I don't know. I'm just saying that. And you're going to forget it. So now, you either have to try to let it go, or we've got to be consistent with everyone, that no one gets a chance. I mean, how many guys and gals who have questionable pasts, have served time, etc., how many are, I don't know, working at McDonald's? Cleaning rooms at the MGM. I don't know. You could bet they're out there. Turning wrenches to fix your car. Driving the truck that delivers your food. Think about it. We're hypocrites, is all I'm saying. And we got to remember sometimes, put it in perspective. We give the guys that run the country a free pass, but damn, we can't give a guy... We get mad at a guy who gets drafted. I don't condone the action. I'm just asking you about our behavior as a society when we see things that we want to be holier than thou about. That's all. Just my thought. I got to tell you, I'm like ready to pop a vein. I'm going to have a little drink of water. I gotta have a little drink of water here and get myself refreshed for the rest of it. It's Nick's Just Saying the Podcast. You want to chime in? You can. 702-641-1311. 702-641-1311. Nick
on Facebook Live at Nick's Just Saying the Podcast, and on Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. You'll see just how hot Nick looks on there. Nick asked me to sound sexy like this to stroke his ego a little more.
Baby, you better run me back to the hotel.
What an idiot. Just saying.
Oh yeah, Just Saying the Podcast. Nick's Just Saying the Podcast. You can go to justsaying.podbean.com. Nick's Just Saying. I should say. Nick's Just Saying.podbean.com. Catch the podcast each and every week. Check us out. We do it Facebook Live, as we're doing now as well. And you can always chime in with that. I'm looking here. What's this? What's Todd giving me here on the Facebook Live? Humphrey Bogart once told Frank Sinatra, the only thing you owe your public is a good performance. I get that. You know, I get that. You probably do as a performer, Todd. I get that. And, you know, one of the things I'm saying is that all I'm saying is in life, listen, be careful. We throw stones all the time. Guilty as charged right here. Always throw stones, don't we? But if we were to look deep inside of us, have we ever done any of those things? I'll bet you we've done some of them to some extent or another, or know someone who has, and have been in their corner and have helped them. Okay? I am positive there are people close to me in my life that have done some things they're not proud of, probably yours truly included, and we stand by them to try to give them that second chance in life. And all I'm saying is be careful the way you react to some items, okay? But what I've learned, though, as I said, we tend to be able to forget as long as they entertain us or do something that brings us some enjoyment in life. And I get it, and that's okay. Now, another thing that's going on, and again, I'm going to bring this because this applies, this really does apply to all walks of life. Sports, entertainers, politicians, you, me, the kids in school, etc. And it was on display again recently in Major League Baseball. It's been on display in basketball. It's been on display in fields around the country. It's been on display in our political arena. It's been on display in many areas. If I could get this working, we'll be good. And I'm talking about the people that find the need to heckle. I mean, we look at what's happened in Boston this week with fans using the N-word as they heckle the opposing players. It's happened a lot. Listen, in my days of being a huge Philadelphia fan, I know for a fact, now I've never slung the N-word as a racial slur while heckling the opposition, but I can tell you that, you know, I've thrown out a few barbs in the stands at players that when I look back, I go, man, was I a moron? And we get lost in it. We watch people go to political events and use some pretty irritating language. And I don't know that that's the way we should behave. I don't think it's right. It is part of it. But I'm wondering, as we go through life, we must evolve. Correct? Evolution. We must evolve as a society or we can't grow. We can't get better. There's an evolution that takes place. Sports, politics, everywhere. There's an evolution that must take place. Heckling, my friends, throwing racial slurs at anyone in public can't be tolerated anymore. Just can't be. Watch, it just can't be done. It's got to stop. We must evolve as a species, as a fan when we go to a ball game, and think because we buy a ticket, we could call whoever anything they want. Hey, you N-word! Get out of here! Doesn't work. Doesn't work. We must evolve as fans and as humans. That's not allowed. Kick your ass out of the ballpark, out of the arena. Don't come back. I'm good with that. But at the same time, goes back to my earlier thought, the hypocrisies in life. You know, if you're going to feel that way about this topic, please don't you go do it to somebody else. Because this is trickling down. You know, think about this. When you go to a ball game and you're one of these fans that goes there with your jersey on and your hat with the freaking straws, drinking two cans of beer, and you're going crazy. Are you no good, MF-er bum, you? But you took your daughter with you. But you're doing it. And don't tell me someone never did it, because you did, and if you didn't, you're a liar. People do it. I've seen it. I've seen it. But it's we're not setting the examples we need to set. We've got to evolve, people. We've got to evolve. I don't know. We just have to do it. Behavior like that can't be allowed. We sit here and we talk about bullying in schools. My wife's a teacher. I hear the stories all the time. And the bullying in schools, it has to stop. Trust me, when I went to school, there was bullying. Okay? I don't know if I bullied others. I could tell you there were times I got bullied. I could tell you that. Not often. Not often. I could tell you as a kid, I got bullied a little on a basketball court. Because I think I was the only 6'2" junior high white guy playing, I think. And I know I got a little abuse. I know I did. I took abuse. Still was a starter, though. Abuse all you want. Anyway, again, I digress. But we talk about it in schools and no bullying and to use the proper languages, be able to refrain. And we try to teach our kids. And yet adults are out at ball games using derogatory racial terms, screaming them in public. And we don't do a thing about it as a society. We do nothing. We don't care. Something wrong. Some people will say, society is soft today. When I was a kid, man, people got to get tougher skin. No, you need to stop having your knuckles drag on the ground and freaking evolve and wake up. Now I'm being told, I was always a gentleman in baseball. Yeah, baseball, I love baseball. Man, I could go back to that. My buddy Todd here in Jersey chiming in. Man, I miss those days. My buddy Todd with the high leg kick. Never forget that. Never forget. I don't know what the hell I was known for, but I miss those days. I miss those days. But what I'm saying here is that we condone behavior of bullies, but when it comes to sports, we're bullies in the stands. And I say it's time to evolve. It is. It's time to evolve as a society. What we were able to do in the 60s and 70s while watching a ball game can't be done today. It can't be. You have to stop. You do. And don't give me the, well, they did it when I was a kid. Because that isn't it. Oh, okay, I was told the first base stretch. That's true. Yeah, I could stretch. There's no two ways about that. Nowadays, the only thing I could stretch to is a buffet table. All right. But I just think the heckling with racial slurs and such got to go. And if you get caught doing it, you don't come back to a ball game ever. Ever. Throw you out for life. You get the sporting event death penalty. Never again will you eat an overpriced hot dog and a $42 beer. Throw you out. Hey, are you watching over my shoulder? You see what I got on the TV behind me? I got it on mute. Can you tell what that is? Bull Durham. They're in the yard right now. Susan Sarandon's telling Nuke LaLoosh. Now, the podcast people can't see this, but she's telling Nuke LaLoosh how his one testicle is connected to his arm, and you know he doesn't want to hurt the girl and throw too hard, and he throws it through a window. Anyway. I don't know. That was all. I put it on in the background. Do you like the studio, by the way? For those that are watching on Facebook, do you like the way I've got this set up? You know, got some nice stuff. You can always chime in on the show as well, 702-641-1311. We're doing the one-hour podcast. Nick's just saying the podcast each and every week at about this time. And then I'll post it up on our Podbean site. That'll be up on our social media. Follow us on Facebook, Nick's Just Saying the Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Nick's Just Saying. And also, again, you can find it there. You know, I've got it on my other Nick Bonsanto Show page as well. We're there. And we hope you tell a friend and get listening and having some fun. Because that's what this podcast is supposed to be. Now, I'm a sports guy, but we're talking sports. We're talking politics. We're talking life. We're talking entertainment. You know, and I'm watching my buddy Todd here in Jersey, who's been sending us messages the whole time. I maybe got to get Todd to sing us a tune on the show. I don't know. Instead of his, you know, he does these kitchen sessions. Maybe he'll do a Nick's Just Saying the podcast session. Maybe we need to do that. We'll work on that, buddy. He won't respond. He'll respond. I know he'd do it. I know he would do it. One of these days. Maybe after he's not eating barbecue. But we love having you on board. And I hope that you will enjoy this podcast, the stuff that we're doing on the show. I hope that you will enjoy it. It's something that I enjoy. And we're just trying to do it for an hour, once a week, our little get-together, my chance to get some things off my chest. And that's what I need to do. Now, I know a lot of people, as we're doing this in the Midwest part of the country, man, suffering from the weather. What's the weather? Do you know what, you know, weather here in Las Vegas, you know, they're talking about we might hit 100. On Friday, we're in the 90s all week, might hit 100. I don't know how bad it is near you, but man, it's summertime. Anytime, he says, that's good news. So we'll have to get an entertainment session with our buddy Todd. He'll sing us a tune one day. We'll have to come up with one. Sing us a good tune. We'll play one for you. You know, oh, and Michael Aguilera says, oh, 90s. And Mike in San Fran. 90s in San Fran. Good stuff. Always, you know, I love this. We got people in Jersey, San Francisco. Got them down in Tennessee, listening, Vegas. I can see them all over. Good deal. Mike, I'm wondering, are your Giants going to do anything this year? You know, are they due to get back to the series? We'll see. Mad Bum, though, is out. He's got some problems, huh? We'll see. Now, where was I? Because I don't know where the hell I was. I just totally lost track. Everything derailed. And we're just talking here. We're just talking. Still too early to tell on the Giants, is what I'm being told. I had a great time. You know, I guess it's now 3 years ago when I had the opportunity to go out and do a show in San Francisco on the game out in San Francisco. And you know, it was cool. I got to do that a few years back, and it was the night before Halloween, which was the night before the Giants World Series victory parade. That was a great time to be there. Man, that was awesome. I mean, it was awesome. And I enjoyed the heck out of it at the time. Maybe we'll get to go out to San Francisco and have some fun again in the near future. And then my other trip to San Francisco had nothing to do with radio, and that was hell on earth. I think Mike knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, hey, by the time we do our next podcast, tell me what else stupid Donald Trump's going to say and do. And I don't want to get into it. Did anybody catch, and I wish, I'm sorry I don't have things. Did anybody catch Jimmy Kimmel on Tuesday night talking about his son who was born with the heart trouble? And I mean, Jimmy teared up, thanked everybody, and he made a plea. He made a plea. Not a plea, but he just kind of threw it out there. You know, with all the healthcare talk going on, you know, he said something that's true. I think is true. And he said, you know, it shouldn't matter whether you, how much money you have, rich or poor. We should all be allowed the opportunity to have health care. And also, his son now, who was just born with a heart condition, if they are to outlaw, you know, make it insurance companies not have to do pre-existing conditions, his, like, six-hour-old baby will never be able to afford insurance. Well, he may be because he's Jimmy Kimmel's son. But it just made you think, you know, in life, let's just, you know, do the right things. Do the right things. Politics drives me crazy. I speak up on it often, and I get aggravated by the responses. Of many of my friends, I get really upset over them sometimes. And I just have to remember, we're all allowed to have opinions. We got to get along, my friends. Evolve as a society. That's the thing that we need to do. And I got to tell you, I've been having a blast on the podcast. Let's remind you that you can listen to the podcast, download it anytime. It's nicksjustsaying.podbean.com. You can get the Podbean app and mark me as a favorite. Use it on your phone. It's on iTunes. Here on Facebook Live, our YouTube channel, it's all there. And you can follow us at Nick's Just Saying the podcast. We always have a good time.
And now the end is near.
And we're here near the end. We're going to let the chairman take us out. My friends, let's do this again next week. Till we meet again. Take care. Be well. Stay safe.
I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Coming to you from studios in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, you've been listening to Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. Join Nick again next week for the show. You can download and listen to the show at nicksjustsaying.podbean.com and follow the show on Facebook at Nick's Just Saying, the podcast. You can also follow Nick's Just Saying on Twitter at Nick's Just Saying. Nick's Just Saying podcast talks about sports, entertainment, politics, and life with a laugh. All right, we got through this show today. I'm guessing we can all use a stiff drink about now. Just saying.
And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall. fill my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was mine.